good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're living. I'm Kara O'Connor, and welcome to The Kara O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally encoded in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. You can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to go to the most important topic that's on your head right now, on your mind right now, on your heart right now. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we open up those phone lines after the first break. I do want to talk about some up-and-coming events. We just started the Continuously Evolving You/Universe, the CEUs. And if anybody ever had a teacher's degree, a massage therapist degree, even a lawyer's degree, you have to take continuing units of education to show that you're up to par with the flowing energy of education. Well, this is a play on those words, because the universe and we are continuously evolving. We don't get to rest on our laurels as we are in a physical body here. That's not why we came down here. We are continuously having opportunities to realign, remember, reconnect to the divinity within us, remembering that we are the divine. We are eternal, immortal. So this class helps us, and so it gives tips and tools. We talk about what's going on with you personally. We talk about what the energy shifts that are happening, and also give energetic attunements and tools for you to continue to work. So those are the CEUs, and the next one is Sunday, February 6th from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can do this in person or on the telephone. And then the following one is on Sunday, March 6th. So it's not too late to join that. Every single participant gets a MP3 of the class and the notes and the attunements. So that's the CEUs. We also had a free teleclass last Tuesday on 11/11, January 11, and that's when everyone around the world tapped into the divine energy of love, and we made a lot of connections. And so we talked about, again, the energy of 2011 is all the theme of creating heaven on earth now, and what does heaven mean to you, and what does this year of mastery mean? What is the theme? What is, a lot of people are feeling a lot of intense energy right now instead of transformational energy. How do you make it into transformational energy? So that's a free telecast that you could listen to. The phone number and the PIN number is all on the website, and you could check that out. And then, again, it's free. We have another class coming up, either in person or in telephone, and that's January 29th from 3 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. And this is where we're creating heaven on earth now. That's the name of the class. And that's what I heard Jesus come in and say in September. Usually I get a preview from my guide or a master that talks about the upcoming year and what the theme is of the energetic, what I call love washes. We're continuously having these upgrades of energy shifts. And so the theme this year is creating heaven on earth now, N-O-W, and they really emphasize the now part. And it really makes us think of what heaven means to us. Heaven is different from each and every single one of us. And this isn't kind of that airy-fairy, peace, love, colors, hippie stuff. This is about really being able to see heaven for yourself, or have peace and bliss when it could be real chaotic energy all around you. And there's steps on how to do that, how to create it. It's literally filling in your blueprints. There's a blueprint, there's an architecture theme to this. There's a structure. So we go into how to do that, and this is where we learn to manifest, because you can't manifest in the 3D world, and that's what the theme of this year is, too, is about being able to manifest in the 3D world, meaning in the physical world. So if you've been looking for a new job, money, more health, a different relationship, or a relationship, and have been feel it coming into you the last couple of years and wondering where it is, this is the year that you could have the opportunity to bring it down to the 3D world, to, instead of feeling it energetically, to have it happening. More money, more flow, more health, more of that energy components that leads down to relationships and all that. And so this is where I talk about where the secret and how the movie The Secret, The Law of Attraction, doesn't work. We really get into what's the biggest mistakes when manifesting, the difference between the male and female manifestation techniques. That's a technique that an energy thing that I learned, and I really find that a lot of people don't know that male and female bodies are different when we're radiating our energy out, and there's different ways to manifest. And so that's a really interesting thing. I've been watching the energy, and it makes really sense. How to feel wealthy, healthy, and whole, how to deal with the timing, desire issues, and also 4 ancient manifestation booklets. And so all of that, you get the booklet, you get the class, you get the MP3 of that. If you're not available to attend in person at that time, you again can always listen to it at your own leisure. We also have the Mini Light Stream Live. That's where you can attend in person or on the telephone. This is where we gather. Everyone's guaranteed a reading. The next one that's coming up is February 25th. That's from 6 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you are calling in by telephone, we would take you first or whatever is easiest for you as far as a time zone. We could arrange a time. A lot of times people stay in the group because they like to listen to other people's readings because they get something out of it too. It's like a group message. And or other times you could just hang up or leave if you're here physically. So those are the Mini Light Stream Lives. We have dates with those all the way till June. June 25th, and so once a month on a Friday. And this time it's usually almost the last week, Friday of the month. So those are the Mini Light Stream Lives. And then we are starting the gatherings, and the gatherings are usually the first Friday of the month. And that's where I talk about what's the energy shift that's happening, what's the theme, what are these love washes that are happening to us, these increased energy vibrational downloads that are we getting, how are they affecting the world, how they're affecting the universe, what does it mean, and how they're affecting us individually. And so then we talk about you, about how is it affecting you, and then we share information, and then we do, again, energetic clearing and alignment. Those are called the gathering. They're very popular, and we have dates for them. But they started this past January 14th, and the next one is February 4th, 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, 2 hours of gathering, 2 hours, you get the MP3 of it. And again, if you can't sign up for that one class, you could submit questions beforehand. I'll do like a mini reading for you so you could listen to it at your leisure, and you could listen to the whole class. So the next one, again, is February 4th, and then we have March 4th, April 1st, May 1st, May 6th, and June 1st. So it's usually the first Friday of the month, and it's a great way to know the themes. I know a lot of the people that have attended them from last year are continuing to go this year because they said it really helps them prepare with what the energetic downloads are about, because we can literally tap into the energy theme. What is the theme of the month? And that helps prepare you so you can make wiser energetic choices, and that helps empower you, and it helps you hold the core energy. And so those, again, are called the gatherings. We also are offering the remote readings, the 30-minute and the 20-minute readings. We have a discount. For the 20-minute readings, we have $20 off. The 30-minute readings, we have $30 off. And those are the remote readings. And so you could ask for that special. And that's the remote readings. The 10-minute ones we're not having special with, but the 20 and 30, that's a really good price for those. And the remote readings is when you can submit questions, or you could just say, read how my energy imprints are going out to the universe, because that's our directions that we're giving to the universal energies of how we create our life. And so people either say to me, just read where my blocks are. And when we are talking about the blocks, we're also dissolving the blocks and transmuting the blocks and realigning the energy. So it's not only a reading, it's literally a balancing. That's why we call them the remote readings. Otherwise, you could also submit questions anywhere that you want me to concentrate on, and I will give you, again, a reading. And this is where you get the CD in the mail, and I also give you tools that work with your energy field of what came up in the reading that's going to continue to support the energy pattern that we started with in the session. It's an energy flow. It's a cleansing, a clearing. And so I have several different techniques that I've come up with over the years, and each of them affects different parts of the energy bodies. And so I'll tap into ones that support you, and then it's up to you as far as how much you want to work with it to continue the energy flow. And people that have taken it and worked with the tools and suggestions and continued to work with it have noticed anything from health things, being where pain in the neck that has been around neck pain and head pain for 20 years being released and not having it anymore. I've had where people have had blocks in money and flow or relationship departments. All of a sudden, money is coming through, relationships are coming through. And I'm not patting myself in the back. It's all about energy. And so I happen to be the roadmap reader. I'm reading how your energy is flowing. And with our group intention and bringing in our higher frequency energy, it dissolves the block. So you're in a much more energetic posture to be much more in balance. And when we're in balance, we are able to create heaven on earth for us now. And so we've had a lot of good results with that. And again, you are given the tools to be able to empower yourself. It's all about taking accountability and responsibility of how we're directing our energy. And sometimes we just need a look to see, have a different point of view of how our energy is going out. Sometimes we don't get to see how get to see all our blocks, let's just say. And that brings up to the tune-up readings, where we have their telephone-only sessions, and those are short kind of tune-ups. If you have a certain area that you want to check in on, certain questions, you're confused between, you're at a crossroads and you really can't figure out which way to go, I will read the way what your energy is saying, what is the heart's desires, or what your energy really lights up on. Let's say it's a job opportunity, you're trying to decide between two things. I just read what your patterns are saying consciously or subconsciously. And sometimes if it's, again, we could get foggy if our own agendas come in. So those are the tune-up readings. And those are a new service that we're doing, and they are very popular. So they're only $40, and so people are really enjoying the tune-up readings. And, of course, we are doing the regular reading sessions where they're either in person or on telephone, and I offer 15 minutes, half hour, 45 minutes, hour, hour and a half sessions, and, again, live or in person. A lot of people are liking the phone sessions because as soon as they talk, they realize that you don't have to be in person to get a reading, that the phone does not interrupt it, because everything goes back down to energy, just like I can do readings on the radio, and it doesn't matter that I'm not seeing you in person. So, and with the prices of gas, the people are liking that phone option. But again, some people like to come in person, doesn't matter. So either those are the live readings, and we're doing a special for half-hour readings that you get $25 off. So the specials, again, for this month, and you can say that you heard it on KKNW, half-hour live readings, $25 off, $20 readings off the remote, 30 off the remote, 30-minute remote readings. So it's 20, 20 for the remote, 30, 30 for the remote, and 25 for the 30-minute live the reading. So those are the specials of the month. And you could, again, tell my assistant, Wendy, that you heard it on KKNW, and you get an extra little surprise there. We also have the blends, and we'll talk about all that stuff. We're opening up the phone lines. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. Be back in a few.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds, and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
There are 86,400 precious seconds in a day. How are you spending yours? Celebrating a decade of teaching bioenergy medicine, Earthwalk Institute of Healing Arts in Bellevue, Washington, offers fascinating, life-changing programs. Delve into the theory and practice of bioenergy healing, a profound complementary medicine in integrating ancient wisdom and modern science. Study energy, chakras, biofields, high sense perception, vibrational medicine, essential oils, and more. Each moment counts on your Earthwalk. Is it your time to thrive as a healer? Please visit earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152. That's earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, live with you, taking your phone calls. So you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. Open phone lines to the top of the hour, taking your phone calls. And Benny, why don't we take those phone calls?
Okay, sounds good. We'll start things off with Tony. He's calling in from the Twin Cities of Minnesota. And thanks for having you on the show with us. He's actually going through a divorce just recently, but he's looking for some positive energy. Can we help out? Tony, welcome to the show. What's up?
Good afternoon. I'll throw some snow at you real quick.
No, thanks. We have enough over here.
I don't. I need some.
Well, there you go.
We're sitting in 2 feet over here, Tony, so blow it to Benny's way.
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely. Going through a divorce, I know there's positive things out there, and I just need to hear them. I just need to know I'm going in the right direction.
Okay. Well, Tony, what you're showing me, the first thing you brought me right into was your third chakra, and the third chakra is all about self-esteem, self-worth, see the subconscious. And you bring me to the right side of your third chakra. When I turn your energy body sideways, it looks like you're symbolically pregnant, anywhere from 6 to 9 months pregnant, and that's my symbol of rebirthing, especially over the next, think of the threes, next 3 days, next 3 weeks, into the now, to the month of March, three. And then I'm seeing you in the month of March, like standing on top of the world, and you're doing what I call the victorious posture. And it doesn't mean you have to wait till March to feel this energy, because this is all about redefining yourself, your whole foundational energies, and that left and really clearing out patterns. And that when I see anybody doing that symbolic pregnant, that's a real rebirthing. And it's rebirthing where your eyes are wide open, where it's like you're consciously saying, this doesn't resonate or this doesn't feel light and right for me anymore, and just clearing it out. This feels good. This doesn't feel good. And it's going back to the thinking. And clearing out the thinking and the emotions and going into the feelings. And so you're really in that whole process of rebirthing. Whenever I see anybody being symbolically pregnant, that's a really good sign for me. That's rebirthing. That's transformation, transformational energy, clearing out old patterns, generational patterns. And especially when somebody does that on top of the world symbol for me, that means literally realigning your energy so you feel supported by the earth's energies. You feel your arms are energetically wide open, where a lot of times, Tony, when we go through life, it's like I see our arms going where it's almost like our hands are clapping, and that means blocking out opportunities. Think of our heart radiates out, our heart's desires. That means opportunities, relationship, money. And when our hands look like they're almost clapping or 3 or 4 inches apart, it blocks those things out, and they're defense mechanisms. So when somebody's arms are wide open, that means open to infinite possibilities and potentials and literally connecting to those. So that's a really good posture. So you could really look at this as a resurrection, rebirthing energetically. And divorce doesn't happen overnight. And so I go back to even last 3 months, and the threes with you there, where energetically you've already been separating yourself from the marriage. And so it's like you're doing a lot of clearing cellular work on that, which is really good, because the more we're maintain, because when we have a relationship, it creates a whole nother energy grid. You have yourself, your ex-wife, and then your the relationship when you combine, merge the energy together. So you're like pulling back your energy from that relationship pattern. And so in taking the wisdom, taking what you learned from it and leaving out the pain part. And so that's good. So think of this whole time is all about, redefining yourself, really taking in. I'm hearing that song, a spoonful of medicine. A spoonful of sugar helps medicine go down. So make sure that you are enjoying life, taking time to do fun stuff, balancing balance fun with play, with work, and I'm just watching you doing the scales of like Libra, the scales of balance, because it's going to bring you into a state of just feeling much more flow. Believe it or not, you are going to get remarried again, and I know sometimes we don't want to hear that when we're going through a divorce, but and I do see it happens rather surprisingly faster than you might think it does, but it's not any surprise. It feels light and right for you. It's like a heart activation where it goes just with feelings, and so it's a good thing. But right now, the whole thing is about you individuating from the energy patterns of the marriage, really standing up for yourself, and really as far as energetically cutting cords. When we're in a relationship, we have a lot of cords and hooks to the other person, so it's giving me those cords back and really cutting off any of those, like, hook energy or darts, because sometimes when we go through a divorce, we energetically throw darts and hooks, or we could be the receiver of those. So it's like creating a deflector to not have been able to get those cords or hooks into you, because they could really hook us into debating, hook us into, it drains our energy, to be honest. And so that's where I see this energetic shield over that third chakra, which is a form of protection. So, and I'm also hearing good move, smooth move. So there's a real sense when I see the energy of rebirthing, especially when you're going through something like a divorce, it's really showing me energetically that it was the light right move for yourself, because when I'm seeing your energy before, it was really boxed in. It was really, I'm just watching your head like reaching the top of a box and like banging your head against it. And so the relationship was definitely karmic. Some people come in for a reason, a season. Some people are for a lifetime. And so your ex she came in for a reason. So there was a real karmic lesson to be learned. And she came in for a season, meaning a time. And sometimes people come into our life that weren't really meant to be a lifetime. It was part of our karmic contracts and agreements. And so you're closing that off. And actually, it's interesting because I just saw you put all the relationship in this box that looks like a present. It's wrapped with this gold paper, and it has a silver bow on top. And I see you handing it to your ex-wife, and in like a from your heart, and there's no strings attached. Like it's kind of like a namaste, or it's a disconnection, my heart to your heart. And the present is actually with the gold and silver energy. It's representation of the balancing of the male and female energy. So that's a really cool thing to see, because I don't see that a lot in a divorce posture. So it's really coming from the heart. And that also allows us to, again, disconnect from the person energetically. I've seen where people have been divorced 5, 6, 7, 20 years later, and they still have all these cords to the relationship, and it's blocking new developments to come in, not only relationships, but other opportunities, because their energy field is all fogged up. So your the process of this rebirthing, realigning is huge, because it's going to affect the rest of your life. And again, that top of the world posture is really good. So you'll see a lot of 333s, which is confirmation from, think of your guides, your spirit. I also see a lion, it's a tiger coming in, is striped, and has a lot of orange and black stripes, and it's leading the right side of your body. Tiger medicine, I'd look it up and read it. And that's really about empowerment. And when it's like leading you, it's like leading the way. And that's the tiger lion energy is a really good power animal to have around us. And because it's on the right side, it's like it's like forming a, again, like a force field of protection around you during these times. And it's not only about the divorce, it's about this time right now as far as this whole year. There's a lot of transformational energy around, or people can feel it as very intense. And so you're turning it into transformational, which is wonderful. So good things ahead for you. All righty?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Tony. Keep up the good work, my dear.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. Spread the love out there in the Twin Cities of Minnesota, and send them back our way for the Carrie O'Connor Show. And looks like Carrie will stay local. We'll take Denise. She's calling in from Renton, just south of here in Bellevue, just outside Seattle. She's asking a question about her love life. She's back out on the prowl. Let's see if you have anything good for her. Denise, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi, thanks. I was just wondering what it's going to take for me to meet the right guy.
Okay. Well, the biggest thing when I see in your energy fields, Denise, when you pull me to the left side of your energy field, and if I go 45 degree left, so imagine a tube coming out of your left side of your head that's on a 45 degree thing, or it looks like it's almost like between 10 or 11 o'clock, between 10 and 11, and it brings me right to this gray cloud, and that's a block, and the block is in the mental, emotional body, and it goes into what I call the worst nightmares, awful, habit if I don't meet the right person. And so you want to clear that out, because consciously and subconsciously we are putting energy into our energy information into our energy body all the time. And that cloud is again a fear of how, but if I don't meet the right guy. The good news is on the left side. So if it was on the right side, that could literally cause static from bringing somebody in. they're moving it over to the left side, and that seems kind of recent, like as in over the last, think of since October, November, December. And so the body is realigning. And because it's in that 45-degree angle, there's a part where when your energy, when you feel yourself going into, Valentine's Day is coming up, and people start talking about love in the air, and then if you start feeling yourself as you're not worthy because you don't have a relationship, or the worst nightmare, how about if I don't meet anybody, blah, 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 everyone that's nice is either married or taken or whatever. It's like really clearing out of any kind of those fears. If you feel your head going into those directions, stop it. It's like pulling a cord, like an electrical cord, and even use your hand and like pull it back, that thought form back. And sometimes when I get into too much mental looping, I'll stamp my foot and I'll say stop. And what I'm doing is redirect my energy, bringing it right into the present, and then I'll breathe, and then I'll like put it like a cancel marker. I'll imagine myself erasing whatever thought, whatever fear came out, and that what I'm doing is clearing my energy field. So think of this period right now, and especially I'm seeing the twos with you, so think of you'll see the three or more twos, and twos numerologically are the number of manifesting in the 3D world. And so, and especially I'm feeling you over the last even 2 years, 3 years, like feeling, seeing, sensing. It's not only personal relationship, but it's like kind of like a reading that follows with Tony's. It's about a real rebirthing yourself. It's balancing the right side and left side of your body. The more that we're in balance, those outside things come easily or more easy, meaning relationships, money, flow, health. We're just much more in balance, and it all goes back into our energy patterns. Are we open to receiving? So think of that when you're showing me that gray cloud that's a good 2-3 feet, that it's up and it's ready to get transmuted, and it affects the mental and emotional body. So it's like really looking at your worst nightmares and then even facing and going through Denise. Does it define you as who you are as a piece of God's source creator if you don't have a relationship? And walk through that fear. And, of course, it doesn't change who you are. And as soon as you do that, it will bring the relationship to you, especially over the next 2 weeks, 2 months into the month of February. I hear my cue of music. So we're going to go to a break and come right back. Thank you, Denise. We'll be right back right after this short messages.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at the corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. CRA, Contact Reflex Analysis, is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232, and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor. We have open phone lines to the top of the hour, and that number is 1-800-930-2819. And again, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Will do. Let's head up just north of Bellevue, Washington. That's where our studios are in Seattle. And, of course, you're calling in from the East Coast, Carrie. So we make this happen every Mondays, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Good times, I know. So Jean has called in from Kirkland. She's trying to break a generational pattern. I'm kind of curious on what she has to say about this generational pattern. Jean, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Thanks, Benny. Hey, Carrie, I've had some wonderful readings with you, and you brought this generational pattern up for me before about my great-grandfather on my father's side, and I'm working it, and I want to see what I can do to complete this. And it has to do with prosperity and the rug being pulled out and all that.
Right, okay, I was just going to say. What I look at it, it's like that the grandfather, the paternal grandfather could have held it, but I always go back further because it's like almost following the energetic tubes that's like looking at a family tree analogy and then going up to like the root or like the beginning name. And so the big issue that you're going with, it really has to do with working with right-to-life issues. So that means right to a wonderful life, a prosperity life, a full life, and also entitlement issues goes right underneath that. And so it, the bottom line, I'm seeing all these arrows, Gene, go into your heart. And whenever I see that, it's almost like arrows that, like, almost like a billboard blanking, like open or grand opening or whatever. And when I see it entering in the heart and I'm watching your heart starting to turn around, actually it really looks kind of cool. It's going from like a, almost like a 4D or high definition heart. When I see that action, it all has to do with that we don't think ourselves out of generational patterns. We don't feel or we feel ourselves out. It's like being able to say, you know what, I am entitled and it's nothing outside of me defines me. My job doesn't define me. And that's what I was starting with Denise when we were just about to hang up. What I was saying to her is walk through her worst nightmare, saying if she does not have a relationship even to the rest of her life, and I'm not saying that I'm reading that, but walk through that greatest fear. Does it define who she is? Who we all are is a piece of God's source creator, and that means we are eternal, immortal, that we are full, we come complete, and that means abundant, that means full, that means complete, whole, holy. And so the more we replace that old programming of separation, of that we aren't worthy of that energy, who do you think you are to even consider yourself as part of God's source creator, and the more we just clear those patterns, because it's not only generational patterns, there's a real collective conscious, unconscious theme that goes along with that. And so here we're in this period of this year in particular of working with transformational energy that can literally not only clear generational patterns but also clear karmic energies. And how we do that is we have to take the accountability and responsibility and say, yes, that's what I want to do. So it's literally unplugging from this pattern. So when I'm looking into your energy field and you're bringing the energy instead of the lower chakras up to the heart, that's really good growth. It's like clearing out those foundational energies. And what you do, especially when you have the energy of the rug getting pulled out underneath you, what's really important for those patterns is to feel really grounded, and our energy body becomes like a literally it's like a shock absorber. So if anything happens in the outside world, it doesn't pull us where we land, where the rug gets pulled out and we feel like we land on our energetic roots, and the roots get smashed. And so that all goes back to our energy. And so I always talk about energy because that's what everything comes down to. Everything is energy, energy patterns. And so the more we cleanse and clear out, it's like upgrading a new program, getting rid of old programs. And this even includes past life themes and all of those kind of deals. And it really brings in a new energy signature. And so when your heart, the energy is going into the heart, it's really saying, it goes back into worthy issues and entitlement issues and saying, and really taking in and digesting, because I'm seeing all this on the 45-degree right. There's like this gold, puffy, like clouds coming in to your mouth, and that's my symbol of digesting, taking it down through the mental fields and emotional fields and taking into the physical body of that gold energy is worthy of, it's like your divinity. So it's like connecting from the inside out, reclaiming your divinity as far as feeling. What does it feel like to be a piece of God's earth creator? What does that feel like to you? What does it mean to you? And so, and really feeling that aspect of you, seeing that in your heart. A lot of times I'll do an exercise where I show people, tell people to see that yourself in your heart chakra, even with it starts where you see angel wings on it, and that's representation of your divinity, your divine self, and feel a connection to it, because we're programmed, all of us, are to look outside of ourselves, our job, our career, our relationships define us, and this is a whole journey that it's going inward, and the more we go inward and really get connected to that divine essence, nothing on the outside can ever take away our natural state, and our natural state is that we are part of a creator, and so the more we feel that creator, creative energy, the more the flow of energy comes. The higher frequency energy comes in and it starts releasing generational patterns and unplugging them and really allowing the flow. So we start being the director and writing a different script for ourselves and realizing that we are the writer. We are the script writer. We're also the actors and actors and actresses in this play called life. And so if we don't like the script that we're doing, then it's like a matter of changing the script, changing the set. And so, and that's how we do that is what energy, what are we putting into our thoughts, words, and deeds as far as every thought, word, and deed, we're putting in an energy signature that's bringing in the matching vibration. So you're opening up to getting into, again, defining what your heart's desires. Go from feelings. This is not something that we think about or do too much emotions into what I'm watching right now for us, all of us collectively, especially this year, of accepting that it can be as easy as I'm done with this pattern and turn it off. Can it be that easy? Yes, it can, but we have to believe it could be that easy. It's like turning off a light switch, or I see it as unzipping from like this cloth that has all old patterns, and you drop the cloth and it transmutes it. So having that belief that we can unplug from it that much, that fast, that quickly, because that's what this transformational energy is all about. That's the whole theme of creating heaven on earth right now, and then it allows us to really understand what the laws of attraction are. So you're get into encouraging you to look at what your heart's desires, get into that part of that feeling, feel what Gene feels like to be, the again, God's source creator, and what does God's source creator mean to you? Because when we have that sense of what creator is, and then we understand that creator lacks nothing, has everything, then it really changes and flips our energy around big time. And so that's why the arrows are going to the heart, and that absolutely will release and unplug from the generational pattern. Okay, and it goes beyond the generational pattern. It goes into like an extra charge with it, because there's a lot of people that have that. So it really goes back to not only do you have a right to life and that you're entitled, that you are already it. It's be, do, have. Be it already. Feel it right now. Do the things that are creator-like, and then you have those things on the outside world. It's be, do, have, but we're trained to, you do something, you could be this, and then you have happiness, and it's all backwards. Be it first. So be the creator piece, whatever that means to you. Again, what does it mean to be the angel having the human experience? And this is not something that we think about as a logical exercise or intellectual exercise. It's taking it down right to the heart, right to the feeling part. And then, again, it flips the energy around big time, and it releases us from those patterns, okay?
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye, Jean.
All right, leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll take another call. Let's take Barbara. She's calling in from Seattle. She's currently in the spa business. It's kind of slow right now. She's wondering if she maybe should jump ship and try something new. She has liked fashion in the past. Maybe it'll help out again. We'll see. What do you think, Carrie?
Barbara?
Hello, Carrie. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
So yes.
Go ahead. You're in the spa business. You've had fashion in the past, and
Yeah, and it's like when I did skincare about 7 years ago, it opened up my third eye, and it was like turning on a light bulb, and I thought, this is great, this is where I need to be. But the last 2 years, it seems the energy has become, it's like almost stopped. And it's, and I'm thinking, I've come to a point in my life, like, you know, where do I go from now? You know, do I open a little consignment store? Do I just hang on until things get better in the economy? Or I'm really going more to a little consignment to at least get the energy flowing. But I'm not sure. You know, I'm trying to ask the universe, you know, what should I do? So I thought I'd, you know, ask you.
Okay. Actually, you know, it's interesting because I was just started seeing last week the energy skin of what I call the feeling body, which people a lot of times refer to the emotional body and the mental body, and it looks like this. They're showing me in the energy field the skin. And so here you're in the skincare, literally the business, and the energy skin, really, it's long story short, it's the energetic skin that they're showing me that are on these bodies. The feeling body is different from the emotional body, and the wisdom body is different from the mental body. It's like where we're evolving to. The feeling body has symmetry, it has flow, and so, and as you know, the skin is the biggest organ, and it gives us form, and it's our receptor. It makes us feel, allows us to take an energy. It's our protector, and it's bottom line, it's being able to have flexibility. What's interesting was when you're talking about, I'm seeing you kind of combining both of them is what the bottom line is, Barbara. It's like taking your past experience in the on the fashion, so it's not necessarily closing the door on the skincare, but it's like I'm watching you educate people as far as skin beyond the physical skin. It's like bringing in like the energy component, and then even with your fashion experience in the past as far as a consignment, bring in, again, the energy component with it, where you can weave education as far as fashion. It's like bringing out new clothes, because we're getting invited to have literally this new skin that's much more flexible. I call it like living by the loose outline. So we have the creator, the templates, the body templates to be able to live by bringing our creator source energy into our physical vessel. And so that would involve how to take care of the physical vessel. So you're like I'm seeing you putting a flashlight up, or it's actually like this great big lantern to help people look at their physical vessel different and be able to embrace it, where a lot of people are disconnected to it. And so I'm watching you take your experience, and that, again, can go to the consignment. So it's like trying to get your head into this, not a right or wrong thing. It's like what feels light for me right now, what really feeds me, what gets me excited, and then keep on following that, and then it spills over to the outside world that it brings in business and excitement, because people feel that passion, especially right now when a lot of people are feeling the intensity where they're not feeling the passion. So it's like they're magnetized toward those that feeling of passion, because it is literally a pulse that goes out that radiates out to the world. And so and then we make these connections and have more synchronistic things. And so that's all of the impulses that we're putting in and out, radiating out all the time. So I'm watching, again, part of you taking, and it's just really interesting to me that I was just talking about this skin thing this whole past weekend in a couple classes that I was doing, and you're literally in the skincare business. So I'm seeing you expanding it, but bridging it over to fashion. And it's all, again, it's like how to take what, again, I call the body temple, where most of us see our body and run it to exhaustion, and to really see it as a temple. It's like the holy grail that physically houses our the rest of our energy field, which is like our essence. And so how can we upgrade it and have it be expanded and bring softness to it, and again, have it pliable, have elasticity to it, and it goes beyond the physical body. It's like integrating the energy bodies and seeing as us much more holistic, and that goes into skin and fashion. It's like we could wear fashion therapy, you know, as far as different colors help us feel more empowered, and it's literally helped our energy field. And it's all about looking at things again energetically, and I see you already have that in your history, so it's like making the bridge. And again, I'm seeing people drawn to it because they can feel your energy, your excitement into it, and it acts like a tuning fork to remind themselves of their own excitement. And so that would be a wonderful thing. And things are going to really clear out for you over the next, I've seen 111 over the next 1.5 days, 1.5 weeks, through the month of January into February, where it's like I'm watching you look at a crystal ball that looks a little foggy. It's not super foggy. It's not super gray. So that's a really good sign. And I'm actually watching this crystalline energy coming in. So it's like really clearing up for you, noticing synchronistic conversations. I know that you just gave me a huge message about the skin thing that I'm going to sit, digest, and I'm actually coming up with this different energetic attunement for it to be able to address the other parts of our skin. And so it's like being able to hear it. But a lot of times we get, especially when life has the tightness in it right now, there's a lot of fear out there. So people aren't hearing the messages that we constantly are bombarded by messages from spirit, from our higher self, from our guides, angels. It's getting the symbolic earwax out of our ears and opening up our third eye and going and trusting and allowing. And sometimes it could feel like taking a risk, and it's like not tapping into the collective fear. So, again, over the next, especially keep on seeing 11s all over you, so you're entering a period of mastery, so you'll be crystal clear as far as where you want to go with that. I hear my cue. You're welcome, hon. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. We'll be back after these few messages.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low-cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sounds good, and I think we have time for one more caller here for the Kara O'Connor Show. Let's take Darcy. She's calling in from Seattle. She's planning to move, and she wants to know maybe what's the future, or for that matter, what's up in the future, I should say. So, Darcy, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show. What's going down?
Oh, thank you. I'm delighted to talk to you today, Carrie.
I'm glad that we were able to connect. So what's going on, Darcy?
Well, I have lots of big changes ahead. I'm planning to move, wondering if I'm going to stay in the same area, if it's an income property, if it'll be positive for my daughter. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering what I should study toward a spiritual career, what pops mm-hmm. up. Of course, if there's love in my life, a man ahead, all those things, just whatever you see.
Okay, all right. Do you already have a direction, because of what your body's showing me, that you're already putting where you're presently living behind, and you're pointing like, it actually kind of looks like a 1 o'clock direction. So do you already have a place that you're already feeling out that feels good for you?
No, I'm a little confused. I've been looking everywhere.
Okay.
1 o'clock, okay?
Yeah. It's interesting because if I'm seeing that you were, like, going down more, if I was on the top of your house where you're at, and imagine your front door is, like, going down south, or to me, if you're from Seattle, I'm not very good with geography, so I'm making up my own kind of deal. It'd be like heading down toward California, right? I'm seeing that, or down toward south toward you, whatever that is. It doesn't have to be California. You know what I mean? It's just heading down that direction. I'm watching you turn around and then, like, imagine around your whole area and then checking out something that looks like, again, it's like, to me, it looks like the 1 o'clock, so between 1 to 2 o'clock area, or like a 45-degree right angle. So it's like looking around. It might be closer. Bottom line, it's closer than you might think it might be, right, exploring those different areas. But the biggest thing, biggest key here with you, Darcy, is to practice feeling things out and not getting into things. Am I going to make a right or wrong move? Is it going to be like life or death if I go to the wrong place? It's all about trusting your feelings and not feeling like this urgence. There's a big difference between emergence and transformational and urgence. The urgency closes energy and it has us feel like it just creates a lot of energetic static. Then we get confused. Then we go back to our old cycles. Then we start getting into the we can have the potential of just getting really fogged up and just foggy with our own stuff, and then we start having, like, our energy field can look like Swiss cheese, and we start picking up other people's emotions and all this other stuff. So if you look at this as you're already feeling the transformational energy, and it's very common when we're doing this as far as making change, you're talking about major change in every single department, you know what I mean? So taking, like, one step at a time, what is the most important thing for me right now? What is it to follow my heart's desires? And as far as your daughter's move, what's the 13 around her? Is she born the 13th, or what's the, I see 13s all around her.
No, she's not. It's March.
How old is she right now?
She is, she'll be 16.
Okay. So she must have been preparing for this for, like, since she was 13 years old. And also, when I see somebody in a 13 shower, there's a part, like, she's got master numbers over, so she's a very old soul. She's like a crystal child. So as far as having, like, the move feel good for her, it's important for her to have her input too, you know, because she's very sensitive to land and stuff like that and to her surroundings. So making sure that she feels like it's good for both of you, because both of you are very empathic and different places feel different. That's why it's important to investigate it, even through the internet, as far as feeling places out. Like, I'll stretch my energy to different places and I'll say, does this feel all right with me? And I don't judge it. It's just the energy components of that place. In some places I really resonate with, other places my energy contracts. And so I just go on, and I don't have to overthink of when my energy contracts from a place. So it's, you guys are both empathic enough to start feeling things out and not having a logical mind goes, what about this? What about this? The first step is just feeling things out and, like, cutting off the list where part of your emotional body wants to show me, like, a list of 10 things and your hand is kind of shaking. Cut that list into 3 things, like taking the top things that are the most important things of how to direct our energy. You know what I mean? Because we're in that energy of transformation. A lot of times we feel like we have to level the house, clear the foundation, just have new change everywhere. But just realize that when you open up the pathways and doorways, the energy will go to those other departments and start clearing out the blocks that are in those departments, or the fog, the energetic fog. And so, and what is your decision as far as the move? Have you been feeling this the last couple of years? Like, you have,
I have.
To move, you want to move.
I've been wanting to move, but I've been wanting to keep my daughter in the same high school, and I just don't. I'm feeling the tug, and I want to, you know, make everyone happy.
Right. Well, that's where I could see that's the 45-degree, 1 to 2 o'clock thing. It could be that you're going and putting her in the same high school, because with her energy, it wouldn't be important for her to be in the same high school. And especially, what, does she have 2 or 3 years left?
It wouldn't be good, or it would be good?
It would be good. It absolutely would be good. It'd be
okay.
Absolutely. Like, sometimes kids have a very flexible energy, and they have, like, a bouncy energy where they could go if she were to go and have to go with another place, she would really have to feel very connected to the land. It's like be able to really put roots down. And she's got this crystalline energy, and crystalline kids are very, very sensitive to environment. And so right now, since she's been 13, she's like kind of stepping into her own. But I'm watching just all these arrows go to her third chakra, and she's developing that self-esteem, self-worth, the subconscious. And so it would be really, and if you were to do a, like you feel, I got to move, I got to shift, I got to, something's got to change. It's like, all right, is the move the very much top of my list, or am I making more of a move that I'm preparing for a move that allows me much more freedom in a couple years when she's out of high school? You know what I mean? And but I could be moving. Like right now I'm in the process of doing this move, but it's not a physical move, but it's in preparation for a physical move. And so I'm clearing out my house, think feng shui, physically, mentally, emotionally, because I know it's opened up different things. And that goes down to the spiritual teaching as far as stepping into your own empathic, intuitive kind of knowledge. And I just heard my key. So the first thing is get out of the head. Go to what feels light for you is right for you. And just keep on following what feels light. When you feel your head emotions get involved, realize that that's just old patterns, and go back to the feeling. And there's a big difference between feeling. Feeling is bliss. Feeling is happiness. Feeling is stretching. Feeling is you can literally feel the heat. Keep on following that, but cut that list in half because it's causing too much energetic fog right now, and it's blocking things from coming through, and you'll feel a lot clearer in a very short period of time. All right, I heard my cue for a while. You're listening to The Carol Connor Show. I want to thank you for listening. I'll be back next week, and may you align with the divine.